You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City. Thy word
is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's really a privilege to be here again to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is good. He's doing a great work among us, and we have to continue to serve him in spirit and in truth. Last time we are still in the gospel writings of Mark. Last time we stopped at verse 27, and we're going to continue from there this week. But we see Mark, he wrote the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the gospel is about Jesus Christ, not about Mark. Mark is the gospel writer. So we see Mark wrote about Jesus Christ and all the deeds that he did. Jesus Christ was on the move, as we can see, healing, casting out demons, healing, performing miracles, and teaching people about the kingdom of God. In the gospel writings of Mark, everything seemed to be happening at a rapid pace. We are seeing Christ's works, you know, doing all the good things that he came to do. He came to do good among us. So we see he is on a mission, and Mark portrays it very well, Christ on his mission. So we see Mark wrote to the Romans in Rome. He identified his theme in the first verse of Mark, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God. So we see Mark portrays, as he said, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So we see he shows us quite clearly that he is writing about the Messiah King, Jesus Christ, this divine Son of God. So we see he wrote to the Romans, and we see he wrote in such a way that they would grasp it and run with it. He wasn't going around in any corner, in any details, but we see he wrote in a way that was captivating. He captivated his audience by what he wrote. So as we continue in this book of Mark, let us look keenly on what he's saying to us in this time. We are going to pray as we begin. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this privilege to bring forth the gospel writings of Mark to your people. We pray in the name of Jesus that we will not only, O God Almighty, hear, O God Almighty Lord, your word, but we, O God, will start to practice it. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that you will illuminate your word to us, that we will walk, O God, with revelation, knowledge. We will go forth, O God, proclaiming Christ wherever we go. Father, we thank you again for your word. We thank you for all that Jesus has done for us. We thank you, O God Almighty Lord, that because, O God Almighty, he died, he rose, O God, and he lives forevermore, O God, we have life. And we thank you that he ever lived to make intercession for us. So we just thank you, O God, that as we go through the gospel writings, Father God Almighty, of Mark, that we, O God, will draw closer to the Lord as we learn more about him. Father, we thank you, O God, for your divine grace and mercy upon us today. And we look to you by faith for a spirit-filled evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. We are in the book of Mark, and we finish at verse 27 last week. We'll continue from there, and we will also go back a little so we can remember what was said before. So we see in Mark 1, verse 27, the word said, "Then they were all amazed as they questioned among themselves, saying, 'What is this? What new doctrine is this? For with what authority he commanded even the unclean spirits, and they obeyed him.'" So we can look back and see where there in verse 23 to 26, the word tells us that there was a man in the synagogue with an unclean spirit, and the unclean spirit cried out. So we see the man was in the synagogue. He was in the place of God. We would call it the church in these days. But he had an unclean spirit. And that's showing that so many people are coming into the house of God with unclean spirits. And they are in the pew sitting with us. And they have unclean spirit. But the word said this man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. The unclean spirit saw Jesus, so he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. Leave us alone, Jesus. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth?" Look on verse 24. That's what he said. Look on what have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? That's the evil spirit speaking. Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are. The Holy One of God. So even the evil spirit, the unclean spirit, knew who Jesus was. And we as God's people must know him personally. The unclean spirit know Jesus. People of God, we have to understand that. Remember the unclean spirit, they know Jesus before he came to earth. Remember one third of the angels fell with Satan, the devil. And we see, people of God, that these demonic forces, they were angels, fallen angels. And many of them, they are here. And we see that they recognize Jesus. They are able to recognize him. Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are. The Holy One of God. You are the Holy One of God. I know you, Jesus. So the unclean spirit knew Jesus. Look at verse 25. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. If we see, for the unclean spirit to come out of him, he had to have a convulsion. So this man had a convulsion. He had an epileptic fit. And we see where this unclean spirit cried out and came out of him. People of God, there are many unclean spirits in God, in the people who are coming into the synagogue, coming into the church. And people of God, we need to be at the place where we can cast out those unclean spirits and let God's church be what it ought to be. So we as God's people must understand that we are called to be who Jesus called us to be. We are called to represent Jesus. Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, saying, "Be quiet and come out of him." People of God, we have the authority, we have the power to speak to these unclean spirits and say, "Be quiet, come out of him." Then they were all amazed. The people were all amazed at what had taken place. And they were wondering what kind of doctrine this was. So they were questioning among themselves concerning the evil spirit that was cast out of the man. This was new to them. They did not understand who Jesus is. They were wondering, what authority did Jesus have that even the unclean spirits obey him? So people of God, we must demonstrate Christ in every aspect of our lives, that others will be amazed. They will be questioning themselves and wondering what is happening, because we will be using the authority that Jesus has given us. We must be his ambassadors here on earth. We must do exactly as he said. The word said in verse 28 of Mark 1, "And immediately his fame spread throughout all the regions around Galilee." Jesus' fame spread. We see Jesus didn't have to go and to announce himself. He just did the will of the Father, and his fame spread. People of God, when we are doing the will of the Father, our fame will spread. We do not have to go on social media to tell everybody how wonderful we are. Our fame will spread when we are doing the will of the Father. So Jesus' fame spread. He didn't have to announce who he is. He just did what the Father bid him to do. People of God, we have to understand that we are not to go around seeking fame. We are not to go around and seek people to highlight us. Let us not go around looking for the limelight, but let us be who Jesus called us to be. And people of God, the works that we do will speak for us. The works that we do will announce us. So let us continue to rest in Christ and to do his will. Look at verse 29 of Mark 1. "Now as soon as they had come out of the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon, and Andrew with James and John. Remember, Jesus had called Simon and Andrew. They were brothers. And also he had called James and John, who were also brothers. They were all fishermen. But we see in earlier verses where he called them and they left their net and followed him. So he now went into the house of Simon and Andrew, and he went along with James and John as well. But the word said in verse 30 of Mark 1, but Simon's wife mother lay sick. Simon's wife mother lay sick with a fever, and they told him about her at once. We see Simon's mother-in-law was sick with a fever, and they told Jesus about it at once. My mother-in-law is sick. So we see, people of God, Jesus, who is the healer, knows everything and can do everything, and he can make what's wrong right. So at that time, she had a fever. She was sick. So the healer was in the house. So what did they do? They told Jesus about it at once. They did not wait. We must tell Jesus about our problems immediately. Don't wait and say it's going to go away. Tell Jesus about it. Tell Jesus and he will fix it for us. So we see verse 31 of Mark 1. So he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her and she served them. We see, people of God, Jesus came and took her by the hand. He took this woman by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her and she served them. So we see Jesus came to the house of Simon Peter, but his mother-in-law was sick. They told Jesus about her immediately. He came and took her hand, lifted her up at once. The fever was gone. He just lifted her up, people of God, took her by the hand, lifted her up, and the fever left her at once. Just one touch from Jesus, people of God, is enough. Just one touch from Jesus will heal whatever our problems are. So we see here this woman was stricken with a fever. She lay sick with a fever. But just one touch from Jesus. We didn't hear that he said anything. He just touched her. He took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever was gone. She was now in a position to serve. People of God, she was sick. She was lying sick. She lay sick, the word said. And we see when we are sick, we cannot serve. So we see as soon as she was healed, she went to serving. She served and she served them. So we see, people of God, when we are sick, we are not in a position to serve. God's people are sick and cannot serve. That's why we see, people of God, there's only a few people for the harvest, because God's people are sick and cannot serve. But we know without a doubt that one touch from Jesus will make it right. One touch from Jesus will bring healing to his people. The healer is here. Jesus is here to hold our hands and help us to stand. He is waiting for us to tell him all about our troubles, all about what is hurting us, and he will surely heal us. Jesus Christ, our healer, is here. He has come to heal the brokenhearted. He has come to set captives free. He has come to open prison doors, to make the lame walk and the blind see. People of God, Jesus is here to give us the oil of joy for mourning. And he is here to give us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. There's an exchange when it comes to Jesus. So we have to understand, people of God, that he's here to help us. He is our help. He has been our help in ages past. And he's our hope for years to come. He's here to heal us so that we can serve in the capacity that he has called us to serve. People of God, if we are sick, we cannot serve. And we see it so clearly with Peter's mother-in-law. She was sick with a fever and she lay sick. When you have a fever, when you're feeling sick, you can't do anything. And we see where Jesus came and took her hand, lifted her up. People of God, and immediately the fever left her. So he lifted her up out of that bed of affliction. He lifted her up, people of God, and she was able to go forth and serve. So God wants to lift up his people. He wants to lift us up. But people of God, we have to come to understand that we have to rest secure that God is coming through for us. And he will lift us up. But we first must tell him our troubles. We must tell him our problems. We must cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. We must cast our burdens on him. And his word said he will sustain us. He will not allow us to be moved. So we as God's people must go forth in the power and the authority that Christ has given us. We must call upon him, people of God, and he will answer us. And he will show us great and mighty things that we don't know. If we don't go to him and call upon him, people of God, we will not get the help that we need. We must go to him. We must cry to him. We must tell him our troubles, and he will surely heal us. Look at verse 32 of Mark 1. So at evening when the sun had set, remember it was a Sabbath, so they speak about the sunset. At even when the sun had set, they brought to him all that were sick and those who were demon-possessed. So we see they waited until after the Sabbath. So when the sun was set, they brought to him all that were sick and those who were demon-possessed. And the whole city was gathered at the door. People of God, the whole city came out. Sick people everywhere. All that were sick were brought to Jesus and all those who were demon-possessed. The word said in verse 34, then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he did not allow the demons to speak because they know him. So we have to understand, people of God, he cast out many demons, but he never allowed the demon to speak because they knew him. So we see the word tells us in Mark 24 and 25, the demon spoke and saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But look at verse 25 of Mark 1. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, Jesus rebuked that devil and said, be quiet and come out of him. So we see Jesus had the power to silence the evil forces. Jesus had the power to silence the demons that speak. The Bible said, demons speak. The demons, he silenced the demons. He did not allow the demons to speak because they knew him. So we have to understand, people of God, just as this demon in verse 24 of Mark 1 cried out that they know him. I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God. Jesus did not allow them to speak. Jesus shut them up. Jesus said, be quiet to that devil and come out of him. So he did not allow these devils to speak because they knew him. He shows the devil know Jesus. So we have to know Jesus and know him intimately, walk with him, talk with him, and continue to love him daily. We have to know him personally, and he will come through, and he will fight for us, people of God. We can't fight this battle. This battle is not ours. It is the Lord's. So Jesus Christ will fight on our behalf. And as we come to him, tell him about our troubles, he will set us free, people of God. We see he silenced the demons. He did not allow them to speak because they knew him. Look at verse 35. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. In the morning, Jesus, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. So Jesus, having risen before daylight, went out and departed to a solitary place and prayed. So we see he went to a secluded place where he was alone with God the Father. So we must take time alone with God. There are days when we have to be all alone with Christ our Lord. We have to take time out and be alone with God. There's something about the people of God when we alone sit with God. When we have our alone time with God, there's something about that time he can speak to us in such a way that people of God, we will not experience if others are around. We have to know that we have to find that time, that secret place to be with God alone. So Jesus rose up. Jesus, the Son of God, the perfect God-man, rose up early before daylight and went to a solitary place and prayed. So we should follow his perfect example and pray unceasingly. We should follow Jesus' perfect example and pray unceasingly. So we as God's people must know that we have to pray without ceasing. We have to come to that place of understanding the power of prayer. We have to keep in relationship with our Abba Father. And when we pray, we stay in a relationship with him. We humbly approach his throne room. People of God, the word of God says we must approach his throne room with his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Come through the gates with thanksgiving. Give him thanks and praise for who he is and what he has done. And praise his name forever, for he alone deserves worship. So we should know how to approach him, people of God. And we should know that this time alone with him is of uttermost importance. So Jesus see it fit to go and to pray with the Father, to commune with the Father. So we should follow his perfect example and pray unceasingly. So we see in verse 36, and Simon and those who were with him searched for him. So they were there searching for Jesus. So when they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you. Everyone is looking for you, Jesus." So we see, people of God, they searched for him. Jesus had risen up early and went to pray. Well, they didn't know where Jesus is, so they searched for him, the word said. But the word tells us that they found him. After a while, they found him. And they said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." Remember the sign and wonders and great miracles. Sick people were healed, demon possessed, were set free. And we see all of these things happen in that region. So the people were looking for Jesus more. They wanted more of him. So they said, "Everyone is looking for you, Jesus. Go back to that town." You know, but Jesus said, look at what Jesus said in verse 38. But he said to them, "Let us go into the next town that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth." Jesus said to them, "Let us go into the next town that I may preach there also, for this purpose I have come forth." So Jesus' mission was to go and seek and save the lost. So it wasn't only in that town where all the signs and wonders and miracles had taken place, but there were other towns that needs to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. So Jesus said, "I have to go to the next towns that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth." So Jesus was mission-minded. He just prayed to his Father, and he had come to do his Father's will. So he had to be obedient to the Father. He was not a people pleaser, but a God pleaser. He knows there was work to be done in the other towns. So he had to fulfill his purpose by preaching the coming of the kingdom, so everyone could hear the good news and make their decisions. So we see, people of God, We also have to be mission-minded. We also have to know, people of God, we also have to know our purpose. For this purpose have I come. We also must know our purpose and go forth and seek. As Jesus said, he came to seek and save the lost, and he has sent us out on a mission. So we are to go and seek the lost and bring forth the good news of salvation, that their souls will be saved. People of God, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So if the word of God is not preached and taught, then many will not hear the word. So we have to go on the mission that Jesus has sent us on, that we have to know our purpose here and go and do God's will. Jesus knew his purpose. He knew his purpose was to come to preach the good news, the news of the kingdom, so everyone could hear the good news and everyone would have the chance to make a decision. So we have to come to know and understand that Jesus Christ came to seek and to save the lost. So we are called also to go forth and to preach the good news so that the lost will come forth to Jesus. They will know without a doubt that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost souls. He is here to rescue the perishing, and he cares for the dying. So he followed his Father's will by doing what he was purposed to do. He came because for this purpose he came, to preach the good news to all who are willing to hear. So we as God's people must go with that same mandate, go into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing God's people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that he has commanded us. And he said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. So we as God's people must know our purpose on this earth and fulfill our purpose by going as Jesus has called us to go. We will stop here this week and we'll continue next week from verse 38 of Mark 1, and we will continue in the good news of Jesus Christ through the gospel writer of Mark. So we are in Mark 1 and we will continue next week from verse 38. God bless you all. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word. We thank you that you're calling us to go with the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you'll help us to be, oh God. God, please us, oh God, and not men please us. Wherever you send us, help us to go, oh God Almighty, and proclaim your word, oh God, and go forth in your power and do your will. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, oh mighty God, that we will not just go with mere words, but with a demonstration of the power of the Spirit. Father, we bless you, we look to you, and we give you thanks and praise, O God, as we pray in Jesus' name, and we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for listening, and continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. Amen and amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
To the